You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello, I'm Daryl Orman, the pastor at First Baptist Church of Stewart. We're delighted that you've joined us today for our broadcast. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned as we present God's Word through worship and the Word.
Every day it starts all over again. New mercy with the dawn. His faithfulness goes on, and gone is all the guilt, the worry of sin. It's all been washed away, and every day it starts all over again.
Here's Dr. Daryl Orman with today's message.
We're going to be receiving our offering for our church, and then later in the service, an offering for Three Bridges. And as you know, last summer we voted, our church voted to relocate to eventually to 76 Corridor, and we're in the process of buying 40 acres for $3.5 million. And we still need to raise about $300,000 in the next month or so. And so it's been exciting since last summer. We're approaching $1.2 million. In fact, I went to a baptism this weekend of a businessman in the area, and after he was baptized, he came up to me and hugged me all wet and everything and said, Pastor, I want to give $5,000 toward your project. And I said, we will receive that. And it made me feel better about that wet hug, you know. And if any of you want to get baptized and then hug me and give us $5,000, I'm ready. And we've had some other neat things. It's kind of like the widow's mite all the way up, different things that have been given. And one of our men approached me that's already given a lot to our project. And he said, I've got a high school ring and I never wear it. And who does? I mean, hardly anyone. Are any of you wearing your high school ring? Nobody. And he said, I want to donate it. And those are about 10 karat gold, and they're running around $300 to $400 each, depending on the weight they give us for those. And then I had another family come up to me, and they've got hurricane, highly rated hurricane windows. And they said, Pastor, you're good at selling stuff. We want to give you these windows. So I'm right now looking for any of you that need hurricane windows. Just see me after the service, and we'll work out something. And it's just been exciting to see what God's been doing. One of our listeners on the radio down in Jupiter, his wife died several years ago, and he came up here. We didn't even know he was coming, and he gave us her jewelry box and wedding rings and all that. And there's one watch in there, a Geneva watch, that's worth around $1,500 to $3,000. It's like a female Rolex. And I took it to a watchmaker. He looked Jewish. I said, Are you Jewish? And he said, no, I'm from Puerto Rico. And but he said, Pastor, I will fix the watch for you for the church. And I said, beautiful. Thank you, Rabbi. And I gave him a big hug. No, but we're excited about what God's doing. We've left this manger here. So if any of you want to deposit jewelry, unused gold, broken thing, gold things or whatever. We've had all sorts of things given, sterling, silver, other things. You can bring that and just drop it in here as a gift of gold and silver to Jesus. And we're going to receive our offering now. Men are coming to receive our offering today for our church. And just want to tell you I love you. I'm going to introduce the group here in just a minute. And so we'll receive the offering first. David, you want to lead us in prayer for the offering?
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. Father, we're so thankful for what you do for us each and every day, the promise that we have in you. And Father, we're especially thankful for Three Bridges this morning, bringing us into a spirit of worship. Father, we pray that you bless this time and just make it a joyous experience for everybody, Father, and draw us closer to you. And please bless this offering and those who offer it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we've known these guys for years. In fact, how many years have y'all been coming? 20 plus years. Did y'all first come with four of you the first time? Was there four? That's what I thought. I told you, Kim, four. Four, honey. Yeah, we discussed that. It's kind of a debate. But we've known them well. We love them, and praise God for Shannon and Jeremy and Elliot. And because we love them so much, after the service, y'all don't know this, but Elliot loves Chinese food. And so after the service, we're taking him to an all-you-can-eat sweet and sour cat buffet. And he's going to love it. And we're going to have a great time.
I'm going to sing that song, The Cat's in the Cradle, at the feet.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I love this song here. It's simply entitled Satisfied. I like it, Pastor, because I get to sit down.
Weary are the ones who wonder. Heavy are the broken hearts. Shaken from the doubt that thunders. Where life has left its mark.
Taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I was so guilty and lost until I knelt at the cross and surrendered all I am. It was there that I found his grave still abounds, and now that it covers me, I'm living forgiven.
Into my life, there's so much you could say, he missed it there, he missed it there, he did wrong there. And I'm sure if I looked into your life, I could say the same. But when we are in Christ Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God held Jesus responsible for what we did.
Wow. That's awesome.
Think about that.
Good stuff.
God held Jesus Christ responsible to death for what we've done. And the only way that it comes back to us is not receiving Jesus as Christ and Lord. You know, on that day, and Shannon says it as good as any, I don't know that they're going to line up and say, you did this, you did this, and you did this, you did that. I think God's going to say, what did you do with my son? What did you do with his sacrifice? Because I don't believe there's any sin going to send anyone to hell And you can come and we can talk theology if you want to. I believe that Jesus Christ paid for every single sin that's ever been done. And if you say, what about the sins in my future? Well, think about it. Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. All your sins were in the future. Now, that doesn't give us a license to sin. Heaven forbid. But it lets us know that he paid it all. And what will send us to hell will be the rejection of Jesus Christ. So this morning, I receive him into my life once again. Not that I can be saved all over, but I just say, I yield my life to you, Christ Jesus. I am yours. You have paid my debt, a debt I could not pay. And I love him and thank him this morning for that. Amen? Amen? Amen. It's good to be back here. My goodness, I love this place. We love the pastor. I like it better when your wife is sitting by you, so I don't know. But we love you guys so very much. Every time we come, you guys always want us to sing certain songs, and sometimes we can do them, sometimes we can't. But this morning, we're going to ask you to sing a song, actually, too. One of them I know you're going to know well. This first one you may not know so well, so that here's your words. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to live and love like Jesus. That's your words. And we're going to sing it through a couple of times, then Shannon will step up, and then we're going to repeat after him, and I'll direct you like a good choir director. And then after that, I know you want to know this one because we've sang it here 74,000 times. But just in case you can't get all the words to that first one, we're going to make that second song on you real easy, and you're going to get to sing one word 43 times. And that word is amen. Go ahead, Rick, hit that track. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus.
Love like Jesus. Powerful message. Oh boy, you just heard the gospel in that song. We're going to take just a second. The pastor's going to come and he's going to ask you to dig into your wallets, your purses, and sow into our ministry. This is what we do for a living. This is how we feed our family. Jeremy's married to a beautiful lady. He married way above his head, Pastor, and he's a happy man because of it. And he has three beautiful children. They've been married 27 years. Shannon married a beautiful lady from Pennsylvania. Anybody here from Pennsylvania? What county is she from? Lancaster County. Yeah. What's her maiden name? Hostetter. That's pretty common up there. They have two beautiful children. His daughter's married. No grandbabies yet, so pray for him. He needs grandchildren.
Yeah.
His son's thinking about getting married here. And they've been married 35 years. He don't look that old, does he? Only his hairdresser knows for sure. Oh, I forgot to introduce quickly. An important part of our ministry, we carry a full-time sound person to run our sound. Huh? Because we want to be a blessing. We don't want to blast you. Amen. We got one of the top recording engineers from Nashville, Tennessee. He has produced 7 or 8 of our projects through the years. He produced groups like the Martins. He discovered the Martins, put them on the map. And I can go down the list of people he's produced. But he is absolutely a gift from God. He's traveling full-time with us on our dates and doing a magnificent job. Stand up, if you would, Rick. Let him know you love him, Mr. Rick Sanders from Nashville, Tennessee. And one more thing, Pastor. I'm God's favorite in the group. I have 5 sons and 1 princess. Ooh, 6 children, 17 grandchildren. I've been married 58 years. 7 different women.
Thank you. Bless your heart. By the way, I'm not really taking you to a Chinese restaurant. He hates it. So we're going somewhere else. But we do love them, and I want to encourage you to give. It's tough for them. I mean, they're make a living for themselves, their family. They're paying their house notes, their insurance, all their expenses through these events and going out and ministering for Christ. And it is a tough, tough, tough road to be on the road. And so we want to encourage you. And you may say, well, Pastor, you know, we're in this capital fundraising and all these other things. Should we be doing this right now? And actually, this is exactly the time to do it. We want to pour some water on the sacrifice and let God burn it up from heaven. Can you hear an amen? And so I want to encourage you to give. Give generously. I'm making out my check right now. And just give what the Lord lays on your heart. You can either make your checks out to Three Bridges or to First Baptist Church of Stewart, and we'll see that they get every penny of it. So let's bow together for a word of prayer. Will, why don't you lead us this time for the prayer for the offering? Would you? Isn't this a handsome young man?
Yes,
he
is.
Hey.
Looks like his mom.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we get to spend together. Thank you for the Three Bridges coming and blessing us with their music. Lord, I pray that this offering does them well and helps them spread the word wherever they go after. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
While you're passing the offering plates, don't let it distract you. And if you don't have any money, we understand. Reach in your neighbor's purse and borrow some. I'm just kidding. Hey, on your way out today, please stop and consider making a purchase of CDs. We have 8 different CDs. Our CDs sell for $15. If you want 2, any 2 for $20. You can get all 8 of them today for $60. And we have T-shirts, caps, and things of that nature. We have USB thumb drives. If you do not have a CD player in your car, we have 4 albums on 1 thumb drive for $25 and 2 Christmas albums on a thumb drive for $20. But we take cash, checks, credit cards, debit cards, Cracker Barrel gift certificates. Just stop and see us, will you? And if you're on the gas station, take us home with you. That bus holds 240 gallon of fuel. It costs, I spent $600 when I left, and I'm going to spend $600 to get back home. So if you'd like to contribute to our gas fund, that would be much appreciated. But we thank you, Pastor. We love you dearly. And what are we going to do next, Shannon? Oh, let me introduce your family.
So, you know, I kind of have a little family reunion here this morning, and I didn't even know. But I think we've got like 22 people in that are related to me here today. So if you want to join the party, you're welcome to be part of our family. But, of course, you know, Smiths are taking the world over. But my aunt, Wanda, turns 80 today. Wow. I'm not embarrassed if I ask them to stand or anything, but they had a party for her yesterday, and that I couldn't be at because we were singing somewhere else, but I'm so thrilled that she's here today. And I have, man, I don't know if I can introduce everybody, but her son Mark and his wife Leanne and their beautiful children here, my Uncle Jerry, my cousin Cindy and her husband Curtis, my Uncle Brian and Aunt Kelta. My brother is here with his beautiful wife Silvana and her parents. And let's see, my mom's cousin, Rick, and his wife,
and
my Uncle Claude and Aunt Barb, and last but not least, my Aunt Paula. Is there any, did I miss anybody? Anybody else want to be part of my family? I'll introduce you. But thrilled to have all of them here today. And, you know, one of the toughest things about what we do is we leave family. And somebody asked me the other day, what is the thing you like least about what you do? And I said, leaving my wife. I hate it. But you know what? It's really special when you have family that shows up to support you and see what you do. And so thank you all for being here today. It's a joy to see you. Some of them I haven't seen for probably 25 years or more. So it's a joy to be with all of you. And I would like to, this next song, we're just going to do a few more songs. But this next song is a song we recorded a few years back on a hymns project. And we really had never sung it until this trip. And I asked the guys to learn it because I wanted to dedicate it to my brother, but also to just my family. I think probably everybody in my family will recognize this song as a hymn that we grew up singing. And I don't know that it was necessarily a favorite. It is a favorite of mine. I chose to, that I wanted to record it on this album. But I just, as I was thinking about this trip and thinking about my brother, I thought about this song and said, let's learn this one to do it. It's a very simple old hymn. Simply says, satisfied.
All my life long I had meant for a dream from some cool stream that I hope would wish to burn. I felt with you. Hallelujah, I have found you, whom my soul so long has prayed. Jesus satisfies my longing, through his blood I now am saved. On the husk around me, till my strength was almost gone. Longed my soul for something better, only still to hunger on. Well of water, ever spring, bread of life. So rich and free, untold wealth that never fails, my Redeemer is to me. Oh, hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so long has prayed. Jesus said, hides my longing, through his blood I now am saved. Jesus satisfies my longing, through his blood I now am saved. This
is our most requested song. Talks about a praying grandma.
Satan knew my grandma well. He could hear her prayers clear down in hell. He gets so mad at burning cells. Yes. Satan knew my tries best to test her faith when he sent grandma.
praise God for his praying grandma. How about you?
I was 6 years old at Selwyn Park when Satan tried to get me in his car. Listen.
But he sped away when he heard her.
Keep on singing to the
Circumstances have you doing time? Most of us in this room probably have some situation or circumstance in our life that has us feeling hemmed in. Maybe trapped. Maybe like we're in a prison of some sort. If that doesn't apply to you right now, hang on. Because it probably will before too long. Right? Paul and Silas, I wonder what hymn of praise or song they sang in that prison. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know. I don't believe they knew. Listen, if we sing this song, an earthquake will come. I don't think they knew that. I think they just were in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? You think they might have sang, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." Maybe you're already starting to feel free, right? He forgives all of our sins. He heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles, feeling better all the time, right?
Yeah.
The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Amen.
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 They just began to sing this song of praise. You know, in their case, they were set free. Sometimes God doesn't change the circumstances, at least not that immediately. But what he does do when I lift my focus to him and I magnify him, he seems larger to me than the problem. And this is something the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. My wife and I were just talking about it yesterday on the phone. She said, "What are you doing about this situation?" He said, "I'm magnifying the Lord." I said, "I'm not trying to evade your question. This is just what the Lord's told me to do right now. Magnify me. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the solution." Right? This is what we must always do. The problem always feels urgent. It always feels like, let's take care of it right now. And I believe what the Holy Spirit would say to us most of the time is, back off, magnify me, just focus on me, and then you'll get a God solution.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And that's way better. Amen. So that's a good word for you this morning. It has been a joy to be with you. We're going to sing one more song, but Pastor Norman, do you want to come and be here for an invitation? You do? Well, then you can do that right now. And then we'll sing this last song.
Very good. As I've been sharing with you, the most important thing on earth is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus says, "In that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, didn't I preach in your name, cast out demons, and do many wonderful things?' And he says, 'Then will I turn and say to them, Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.'" And it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to know him, to love him, to commune with him. Ask yourself this question: do you only think about Christ when you're here at church, when you're in a service like this, or a concert, or something like this? Or do you think about him every day? I mean, do you commune with him? We've got one of our sweet ladies, and she says, "Holy Spirit and I talk every day, all day long. Holy Spirit tells me this, I tell him that." In a personal relationship. And God wants us to have that.
And he tells us that he wants to divinely adopt us into the family of God. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And so he wants to receive us into his family, into his life. Just this week, we've been notified of several deaths related to our ministry. One was a middle-aged woman in a car accident in Port St. Lucie. Her husband called me the next morning crying and said, my ex-wife died last night in a three-car crash in Port St. Lucie. And we don't know. We don't know. We could look around and say, well, you're the oldest, I'm the youngest, you'll go first, but we don't know. And we need to be prepared. And so in Scripture, he tells us, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And I'd like to invite everyone, if you would, to bow your heads with me and close your eyes. If you're watching with YouTube or Facebook, I'd like to encourage you also just to ask yourself the question, do I know Christ personally? Do I have a personal relationship? And if you're not sure of it, or maybe you know you don't, I'd like to invite you to pray a prayer right now we refer to as the sinner's prayer, to repent, to ask God to come into your life as your Lord and Savior, and to just say to him, dear Lord Jesus, I know you see me, I know you hear me. Please, Almighty God, come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me, cleanse me, and take control of my life. And Lord, thank you for hearing my prayer. I love you, and I will live for you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I'd like to, before I hand it back to him, I'd like to encourage you to be in prayer. A dear pastor friend of mine, L.C. Campbell. How many of you know that name, L.C. Campbell? He's fighting for his life right now with COVID in the hospital. They've got him on 15 liters of oxygen, and he's on a respirator and just really fighting for his life. And so I want to encourage you to pray with me right now, and let's pray for him, that God would be merciful and gracious to him, would rebuke this from him and extend his life. Let's pray together. Father, we just want to tell you we love you. We lift LC up to you and ask you, Almighty God, to pour your spirit out upon him and strengthen him. We do pray, dear God, that you'd give him respiration. We pray, Lord, that right now, even at this moment, this morning, that you would supernaturally intervene in his life and extend his ministry here and his witness in the Treasure Coast and just draw close to him. And Father, we just want to tell you we love you and praise you and thank you for our brother and thank you for what you're going to do with his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
He's faithful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, Lord, they fail not as thou hast been, thou forever will be.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
Oh, I dearly love this verse. A pardon for sin
and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 besides.
Would you sing it with us?
Great is thy faithfulness.
Let your voice and sing.
Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Close your eyes and simply raise one hand like this up toward heaven and say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being faithful to me, to my family, to my church. Thank you, Father. Southern friend, Jeremy Hudson. How about it for the Yankee kid, Shannon Smith? How about it for the real McClure? We love you. Please consider stopping and making a purchase. We'll thank you from the depths of our heart, Pastor.
Thank you. I want to concur with that. Their music through the years, I've got their CDs, old school, don't have their thumb drives, but want to encourage you to get their music on the way out. God bless you. Thank you for coming today. You're dismissed.
This is Dr. Daryl Orman, pastor of First Baptist Church of Stewart. The strength and greatness of America was not an accident, but a direct result of basic Bible theology and a traditional philosophy of education. At First Baptist Christian School, we are totally committed to a traditional philosophy of education. It permeates our whole curriculum. First Baptist Christian School is a ministry of First Baptist Church of Stewart, Florida. We observe open admission, and we would welcome a personal visit from you anytime at our campus on West Ocean Boulevard. For further information regarding enrollment, please call the school office at 287-5161. First Baptist Christian School, equipping students for Christ through Kingdom education.
Hi, my name is Dara Pearson. I've been a member of First Baptist Stewart for 30 years. My husband and I have three grown children. Our family has had the privilege of serving the Lord here at First Baptist Stewart for many years. Currently, one of the ministries that I've been serving the Lord in is the MOPS program, which is Moms of Preschoolers, and Moms Next, which is Moms of Elementary Age Children. This program is perfect for moms of young children to come and gather together with other moms. During this time together, these mothers find support, guidance, and fellowship. We meet on selected Wednesdays once a month at First Baptist Stewart from 6 o'clock to 7:15. Child care is provided with activities during Wednesday night programs, such as Awana. We have a time of discussion about parenting children from a godly view, a fun craft, and snack. If you are a mom of young children, please come join us. Search for Stewart Mops on Facebook. We'd love to see you.
This is Pastor Daryl Orman, and I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And we really appreciate you spending time with us as we get into God's Word each week. We've had the opportunity now to broadcast with WCNO Radio since 2004. And I've run into a number of people in the community that said, Pastor Orman, we listen to your broadcast. God speaks to our heart, blesses us as we get into the Word with you. And we'd like to give you the opportunity to help us keep this broadcast on the air and to keep it going. And we'd like to make it available for you to help underwrite us in this effort to share the gospel and to share the Word of God. And if you'd like to help and give, we'd like to encourage you to visit our website at fbcstewart.org and click the Giving tab, and it'll give you an opportunity to give to this ministry. Or if you'd like to mail, if you're analog like I am, if you could mail your gift to 201 West Ocean Boulevard, Stewart, Florida, 34994, and make that care of First Baptist Church of Stewart. We would really appreciate your help in assisting us with this ministry to enable us to keep broadcasting and to keep sharing the Word of God and preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and thank God for you and look forward to hearing from you. And also, if you'd like a copy of our messages, just contact us as well. And for any gift, we'll be glad to send you a copy of one of our messages. Just request the title of the message and we'll get that in the mail to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. We love you and thank God for you.